First of all, there are, since we talked about it earlier, let me get that out of the way. There are continuing and increased efforts to present me in a most negative way. What we talked about earlier, there was a group of people who were unsatisfied, unhappy with something. And they started an online, an email campaign and got really nasty. It started with complaints about certain team within the platform, then the regional leadership, and they ended up with attacks on me. That group, somehow that conversation somehow got sorted out because we had part of the members, so some members of the presidency and some of their representatives met online and talked about issues, and that seemed to have calmed things down. It was productive. We didn't agree with their methods, how they approached it, qualifications. But we appreciated their genuine concern to correct things as they had seen them or thought they had to understand the situation within the platform. And based on that conversation, some 2-3 really constructive ideas came about, and that turned out to be fine. At the same time as that was happening, or right in the middle of that, we have a person who illegally obtained email addresses of the delegates for the upcoming convention and started sending them messages about quote-unquote desire of the presidency and president to take over completely of every control of everything. Incorrectly interpreting intentions of the changes in the bylaws. And then it went from there to personal attacks on me that I'm not what I represent and that I am this horrible person. And so that's in the full attack now. And at the same time, today we have a presidency. There's a suggestion that we simply turn that over to police or the cyber or the power of to the judicial system, just to basically give it to them and they can deal with that because it's a criminal act. So we'll do that and see what happens. And I'm also really thinking very seriously about getting a lawyer and just to protect, get some sort of protection. At the same time, there are all indications that there is a group inside that is most likely placed like moles from the outside. They are trying to destabilize everything. They're getting into committees, into presidency, into human resources, all the fundraising, all the decision-making bodies. Or bodies that are crucial for the future of the platform, and with the negative destabilizing messages constantly, and that is spreading. And so at this time, we're really facing a situation where it seems to be clear that this had to be orchestrated and from the outside. It started after the elections, local elections, so obviously there was something about the results of the election that sent a really signal of danger to somebody who basically said it's better to destroy them when they are little than when they grow up. And the question is whether we are equipped, being so young and naive and democratic and giving the chance to everybody, and through our election processes, whether and how we will weather this storm, because it's very, very, very serious. So I'm leaving hopefully on Saturday, there to deal with the situation. And whatever it is, we have to make sure that the Platform for Progress is equipped to continue and to deal with the issues and have the mechanisms in place to grow regardless of any one person, including me, being there or not, because that's the project, that's the goal. It's not promotion of me, but the promotion of set of ideas through the mechanism like Platform for Progress that can implement it. At the same time, we are working on that convention, preparing the convention online to establish, to actually introduce or accept or adopt a new bylaws that will allow us to grow. The challenge there is, as I have said before, we don't have, of the 72 delegates, we have to have 2/3 that will vote for bylaws, meaning there has to be more than that present. And trying to certify them is a major problem. It's a major problem simply because they haven't made, some of them left the party, some of them not interested anymore, some of them are not members because they didn't pay the membership fee, and so struggling to really get that. In the meantime, we are working, because we got this extra time, working very, very carefully in the bylaws, going line by line and to make sure everything is done according to the rules, and then we'll give the delegates enough time to work on that, to review it and give their comments. So that's line of one thing that is happening. The second, yet another initiative is that we are finishing the review of the central office systematization of positions, description, understanding how many people we need in the central office, what their duties would be, if we have the money to support it, and then doing that reorganization. That is getting close to the identifying skill sets that we need to prepare us for the future elections and success. Yet another effort is that we finished review, the committee that was put together to finish the review of the last elections, good things, bad things, and the last year, whatever we accomplished the last year, and that is going to be presented to the meeting, at the meeting of the presidency today, this afternoon. We are also learning more how to deal with our expert teams, advisory teams, or advisory teams in various areas. Learning who are people who have the time and are willing to work with us, and who might not be. Solidifying those teams, they are finally understanding their role and the structure and of the organization, their participation, their influence. That is slowly but surely happening and going in the right direction. The state council, the overall council that looks at the whole picture, the country, the big future, that team is also finding its footing, and I think we're going to go from originally 25, 30 people who said yes and 10, 15 attending, we will get down to those 10, 15. Work with them. We started thinking carefully about big ideas, the future, 10, 15, 100 years, sort of an energy. The next one will be, there's a professor from the University of Sarajevo who will talk about forestry. It is so important for the industry in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and then the meeting after that will be devoted to the relationship between state and religious organizations. So that's on the programmatic side. The political advisory board is probably going to have to be revised after this election is over to prepare for the future. The team for communication and marketing, the presidency accepted their resignation, asked them to act as the team until we had put together a new one. And one of the their member and one of the member a member of the presidency is going to is leading the task force to suggest a new theme for communications and marketing, which is really, really important for the future of the organization, you know, for the working or existence of any political organization. Also, what is happening is Mostar, after the elections and everything that went, that happened, and after it was proven that it was, by looking at a sample from 15 electoral or voting places, it was proven in every single one of them that the count was incorrect, that there was a movement of votes from people voting from one candidate, they are attributed to another. The Central Electoral Commission basically said that there's not enough evidence to need to review all of them. Went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, yeah, don't have to. And that was the end of it. We really lost one, possibly two seats. But they are now going through the process of electing the mayor of Mostar and the person who will oversee or lead the city council. So those are two different people. One is the mayor and the other one is the president of the city council. In that process, it became obvious that the two nationalist parties that have been in power for 20 years, 25 years there, that prevented the election there for the last 12 years, they had to deal, and actually everything that was anticipated had before the elections actually happened now. They are working together to elect a Croat to be the mayor, and the from the HDZ, Croatian Democratic Community Party, to be the mayor and the representative of the SDA, which is a Bosniak party, to be the head of the city council. As the Party of Democratic Action. It was clear that they were working together, and the people are, everybody's so upset, everybody knows it was a farce. All the rhetoric before that, pro-Bosnian bloc and stuff, it was clearly shown that it wasn't there. Even the third bloc that everybody complained to us that we are working against them, or that we were BH, Bosnia-Herzegovina bloc, consisting of two party, SDP, Social Democratic Party, and Naša Stranka, which is like our party translation. They were the third major block there. They asked us to join them. We didn't. Even that is showing that they are sometimes working against each other, sometimes colluding with the SDA. And it seems to be excellent that we just were by ourselves, ended up being clean, did what we could, and are now out of that mess. So a lot of things happen. It is time for us to really move, to start thinking about 22, finding the candidates for all the seats at the various levels of government, cantons, entities, vertical district, the country. And unfortunately, we are really constantly forced to deal with these internal issues. People who are trying to overtake, undo, destroy the party. And I ought to tell you, it used to be fun every moment, every day of working for the benefit of the country, which you would hope would at least what my intention was. And when you get into a situation where you spend every day on disproving rumors, fighting ill intentions, it just takes all the fun away from it. So it's that of one of those trying times, and this is it. It's not gonna go away overnight. It's not gonna end in a collaborative, cooperative way. There'll be some ruptures within the party, and I guess that's what is required. What I need to do, no, what is required, what is expected, what's normal that happens in times like these. What I need to do is to do everything that I can to make sure that it's not a one-person party, just to make sure that it has a long-term future. And I'm just thinking about the steps, how to assure that I'm less and less visible, and that promote many other people, so that it's obvious that it's an organization rather than a one-person movement. So I think that's what my next step is, if I really, in fact, to diminish my role and to increase the presence of everybody else, so that the message is clear. It is a It's a movement in its own right. That's it, I think. If I remember everything.
That's plenty. My gosh. I mean, it's the obvious question. Is this impacting your future in terms of what you may or may not do in 2022 for the presidential election? I mean, are you having to think about that, I assume,
Well,
now?
yeah, it is impacting big time, actually, because I will do what's best for the country. There is I know that on this Bosniak side, which is where I have to go, the presidency, the head of this nationalist party, SDA, will be a candidate. He was already a member of the presidency twice, sit out once, and he wants to get back in. And this might all, what's happening with us, be related to that as well, just to eliminate candidates. That opposition bloc of four parties, they may grow to five, six parties. They're thinking now of their joint candidate, who their joint candidate be, and they may split over that. They may actually not be a bloc if they have different views of that. If they decide to have one candidate, and that's not me, and if that's not me, then the question will be, what do I do? Because I'll be accused of aiding the nationalist guy by taking votes again from the joint candidate of the opposition. And if they split and have two or more candidates, then also in a large field, what do you do? We'll all split votes, and then again the nationalists win. So I have to look at that and to take that into consideration as well. So I don't know. There also is enemies who are really trying just to minimize everything, undo everything that's done. The rumors that they started is saying, I'm doing all of this. Created the party, created a list of candidates for the local election, pushing for this election. I just did everything just to have more votes for me, to create the base that would vote for me. And it's really, in many ways, it's disgusting that you went through all of this. And I visited every municipality where we had the candidate local elections. I worked with all of them, tried to appear with them to promote their success. And going through all of this now that I'm going through, and for the people to say, oh, you're doing just for your own selfish reasons, after all that, basically you just put your career on hold, decided to do something else, endangered family. And that takes toll on that as well. And basically, it says, no matter what you do, you end up being a bad person, selfish, arrogant. And I often think, do I really need this? So, despite the fact that, and I'm looking at all of them, and I'm thinking, at this point, the name carries something, and a lot of candidates would possibly get a lot more votes because they're affiliated with that name and the platform. But also, if there is a candidate, every time a party has a candidate for president, that party attracts more votes. More votes in our system simply means more votes for the party, which basically means more seats for the party in the parliament, let's say, which means more members, more candidates from the platform would go into the parliament. Basically, my votes as a candidate for the presidency would get added to the party votes, just like all other votes, and therefore everybody benefits. Even that's not enough for people to start to say, oh yeah, that's a good thing for us. And I'm really thinking really, really, really carefully whether it's something that's that I should do or not. We'll see. Don't know what will come out. But that my intention of doing something good for the country, if it's not interpreted that way, then what's the point? I can still help in many million other ways, help candidates be elected, promote the programs, help develop programs, and so on. So we'll see. But it's certainly affecting my thinking about everything.
Do you have any clues or indications of who is infiltrating and trying to cause all this disruption, or is it just... You pretty much have a good idea, but I mean...
I have a pretty much good idea, but if you say what you think, people would say you're accusing without any proof. And there's plenty of proof if you put everything you hear and you see together, but there's no document, there's no email, there's no... that says, oh, these people are colluding. So it's always going to be a matter of speculation. So that's why I don't talk about it. But it's clear that it's orchestrated, organized, and for that it must be from the outside.
Was this, and I don't know if we've talked about it before, but I mean, is this typical of other parties, candidates that pose a threat to do it this way, in terms of disrupting from within? or no?
Well, it is. What is typical in Bosnian politics is that everything is accepted and possible. It's possible. I mean, they are, see what's happening now at the local level. And that's also one of the things, one of the initiatives that I wanted to say, but I forgot it at the time when I talked about it. Support for our elected delegates in or city council or municipality councils throughout the country. They are, one of the big thing for us is to support them. To enable them to be really effective. And in the process, we negotiated with that opposition bloc, the four parties, to help them implement the will of the people and give them majority where we could with our members. Even that, it would be really, really hard negotiations with anything and everything. That we come in with open minds and open hearts, and you find calculations everywhere. What we saw that is happening here is that parties simply buy out those Sinti council men, women represented. Basically, they pay, just to give them money, they give them jobs, they give jobs to somebody in their family, just to switch allegiance. And you cannot, if you're elected from one party, you cannot just switch to another party. You become an independent. You can vote for them, you do whatever. But you cannot become officially member of the party unless your term ends. And then you can join them and be on their ballot the next time. So what's happening now? It's a market. People are just offering them left and right. And regardless of what happened at the election, suddenly, it could be that this party won. But when you see the city council, the other party won because they were able to buy off. It is amazing, and it takes money to do all of this. And so parties that have the money to disrupt somebody will do everything that they can. You know, they're capable of even this. Maybe I told you already, but it shocked me. Here's what some of the big parties do. There's a dissent that over time gets developed. The party initially has certain ideas and enthusiasm and so on. Over time, it becomes successful and it becomes sclerotic. It becomes too inflexible. They're set in their ways. A certain person gets to be the leader and wants to be the leader forever. A dictatorship ensues. There are new, fresh voices who would like to change something. They start becoming vocal. What happens is that there is one among them who becomes most vocal or more senior or most trusted, who basically says, let's form a new party. Let's get out of it. We try to change this. We cannot change it. Let's get out of it. They form a new party. And I thought that's how the natural process, you know, they try, change it within, they cannot, they go out and form a new party. Later on, I find out the following. They said the leadership of the old party, the leadership that wants to be there forever, understands that there will be dissent occasionally. They put out a person from among themselves after they see dissent started. They put out, they select a person who will start becoming more vocal than anybody else, who will become the leader of this dissenting group. That leader then leads them to the new party. Two things happen. The old party gets cleaned of the dissent and the people who are about to cause destruction. And they have the leader who is their person to lead it. They control it. You have many splinter groups within Bosnian politics. All of them came out of two major parties. And you can actually bet that at least some of them happened that way. And these two, one is SDA, the other one is SDP, Social Democrats, the two oldest parties, they are simply keep going. Somehow, sometimes strong, sometimes less strong, but they keep going. Only splinter parties show some success in some elections and then they fizzle out. They are capable of everything. I mean, they control state apparatus, from police to judicial system, to economy, to political decision making, everything. I mean, they can accuse you, they can fabricate evidence, they can try you, they can do anything. I mean, it is amazing what's possible in a country where corruption is the king.
What are the feelings from the members of the platform? I mean, in terms of everything that's happening right now, I mean, is it?
Yeah, they are they're really confused. They are getting mixed messages. They are getting messages from these people who are, they hear about the infighting factions that are being created. They hear from one side, the other. They hear of the people who are actually leaving. They had enough of that, going to deal with that. So they're saying, hey, what's happening? We had some pretty successful thing. 2 years, we went through the first, we had the first election, independent candidate. Now we have came out, local elections, had some success. Now I'm still preparing for the future. We go through all of this, and so they are pretty confused, and so that, which means vulnerable. At the same time, our financial situation is what it is, will always be a tough one, and we just instituted slight increase in the from 20 KMs to 30 KMs annually, which is from $13-$14 to $20-$21 annually, but reduced it for retired people, for students, those who cannot, people who don't have jobs. And we have that membership drive through the end of January. And just like every time, not many people decide to pay, or, well, I'll pay you whenever. Some of them complain, what do you mean you're taking money to be in your party? Well, how will we fund, how we finance elections, central office, offices in various places? I mean, marketing for how? And so that is also another challenge, is to get people to participate. And now we change the rules. We don't call the members those who don't pay. We call it sympathizers, fans, whatever, contributors, but not members. And only members can vote on our about or on our documents, or be elected to be our candidates for various elections. We'll see what that will do, but it is a tough situation. We are fighting against state-funded political activities, because that's where the big parties get big money from. We're fighting against it, but that means you have to really have donor supporters who will actually do it. And Bosnia does not have that history, does not have that culture of personal contributions to political parties for their activities. They complain that they are on the budget, meaning supported by state funds. But at the same time, they don't want to fund them themselves. almost they expect that you should fight for them and for their rights without their participation of any kind. Which is another disappointing moment. There's so much resentment of everything. There's so much belief that nothing can be done. There is there's the absence of any kind of personal responsibility for what happens, or individual drive to make things better or different. It will be tough to change the country, not because it's a tough problem, but because people are not politically sophisticated. And as a culture, we don't have that history of taking things into your own hands. And I don't mean by that you go out in the street and you fight, but I mean participating in the political process, supporting political parties, being an activist, and understanding the importance of the health of the community in which you live in order to have yourself a healthy life, healthy in every sense of the world of human existence.
I can't even imagine what you must be going through to see, to know these kind of things happen, and then to have it happen to you and the party in real time, the decisions that you've got to make now. It's got to be deflating, I guess. I don't know, but all I can do is wish you my best. I've been following this now for almost 3 years with you, and to see this happening, it hurts.
Yeah, I guess that's life. Yeah. That's life. Probably could have been expected for somebody who lived there, but during the time that I lived here and not there, but that's the price of and value of experience. But I can imagine even here, what if you started today a third party that wants to be a major party, and Rospero tried, right? I got that 10% of the votes. Cannot even imagine pressures from the two other parties that party would have, in the various ways. But this is a sophisticated society, politically sophisticated. There's at least to great extent the rule of law. Imagine doing that in a country where judicial system is in the hands of the corrupt political parties, where everything is fine as long as you carry the right card, membership card or party affiliation card. But anyway, keep fighting.